Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Well, I have a charge on my credit card, and I don't know what it's for, and it has your phone number after it.
All right, can I get your zip code?
45242.
And your first and last name?
Angeline Croft.
You said 45242?
Say it again.
45242?
Yes.
And you said Angela?
Yeah.
And can you spell your last name one more time?
What?
Can you say your last name one more time for me, please?
Croft. P-R-O-F-T.
And you said you would charge how much?
$49.97.
Was it today?
No, it was January.
And can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
What did you say?
Can you verify your shipping address for me, please, for security purposes?
My address?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, your address.
9840 Montgomery Road, Cincinnati, Ohio.
It says this was already canceled for you back on January 13th.
What was happening?
This was canceled for you back on January 13th. You entered into a membership when you paid the shipping and handling for a pulse oximeter.
So it's been credited?
Well, ma'am, this was canceled. It doesn't say here where you asked for a refund or anything.
I don't know what you're saying. Did you remove it?
It says that it was canceled, and they explained to you that they offered you up to a 50% refund, and you did not want the 50% refund, and then you said something about a dispute, and they explained the dispute process.
Did you cancel the charge?
I told you it was canceled already.
All right. Then I don't need you.
Okay.
Give me your name, please.
Jaquan, J-A-Q-U-A-N.
J-A-Q-U-A-N?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling the customer service. Have a great day.